Ventilators, machines that help people with severe COVID-19 breathe, are in short supply. Enid Neptune, a lung expert and critical care medicine physician at Johns Hopkins, says one strategy that's being discussed is using machines used for sleep apnea, known as CPAP or BiPAP machines, of which there are many.
The risk of disseminating droplets would definitely be higher than they would be with a closed system like a ventilator system. But what we're recognizing is that in this situation where we're worried about not having enough ventilators, we should consider some of these non-invasive modes in which you are able to ventilate a patient. We can change them in a way that they can be much more protective than we think they are now.
Neptune says other advantages of CPAP or BiPAP would be not having to sedate the person, as well as greater ease in managing their therapy. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.